Chell Anderson is a North Shore naturalist. She lives in Cook County and joins us periodically to talk about phenology or what's going on in the woods right now. Welcome, Chell.
Hey, hi.
Spring is inching its way into the North Country, which I suspect means things are creeping, crawling, flying, and swimming.
Amen. And let it come, right? Everybody's ready for spring. Bring it on, as they say.
Can't agree more.
I really have that overall sense of that feeling across the landscape. Humans and all other creatures seem to be in that mode. So yeah, we've got to talk more about just all the variety of things that are happening in the world around us, because it's such a big topic that we can't possibly cover it all at any one given time, and it's constantly changing this time of year. So I think the last time we talked, we were talking about bird migration and just what a big phenomena that is here. And, you know, we have, as a part of the, if we look at the Superior National Forest as a land area, in the summertime as residents, we have 155 species of birds that are using our various, this mosaic of wonderful habitats that we have.
No wonder it's crowded out there.
That's right. No wonder it's crowded. And birds as a group of vertebrate species constitute a huge part of the biomass, the total biomass of the forests and lakes and open areas and marshes and fens. So birds are a really big deal in terms of our ecosystem here. And in the winter, we're only experiencing, if we're lucky and see them all, about 43 species.
I've heard my first tree peeper.
Spring peeper?
Spring peeper.
Oh, no way.
Yep.
All right. Well, great. Fun to hear.
One peep was about it. Yeah. But it's been a little chilly for them. But yeah, they should be starting pretty soon, shouldn't they?
Yes, and I have, I've heard a single wood frog myself about a little while ago now, but not calling regularly by any stretch. But I've heard other reports of wood frogs and chorus frogs other places in the county further to the west. And now this report of yours of spring peepers. So this should be happening anytime. You know, I would anticipate that whenever that first warm rain happens, we've had rain, but you know, it's been, you know, that 40 degree temperature rain, maybe, you know, 45 at the most, that first time that we have it rain at 50 or above, then that's what I think of as the point in time when the frogs really start to, you know, pick up the pace on the singing side. And of course, now more things are open. Small ephemeral pools are open. Ponds are opening up or open already. Slow water reaches of rivers are open. So the places that those forest dwelling hibernating frogs are going to, as they wake up, are available for them to move out into. And as things just warm up a little bit out there, they'll really start singing. Along the same lines, not in the singing sense, but in terms of moving from the woods and to ponds and so on, this is the time of year when the blue-spotted salamanders are making their journeys through the forest litter.
Now, they don't make any sound.
Not that I've ever heard of or read about, but, you know, if a person really spent a lot of time with them, who knows, maybe you'd get some little vocalization, but not that anyone knows of.
Well, salamanders aren't something you see a lot of unless you're really looking for them and know where to look. Mm-hmm. That's pretty much the salamander that we have here, isn't it?
We have one other salamander. That's the red-backed salamander. But they do not lay their eggs in these spring ephemeral pools, spring and summer ephemeral pools. They lay their eggs, you know, in terrestrial habitats and kind of stick by them even, which other salamanders do as well. But the blue spots are the ones that make these very predictable journeys to where they were born. So they're philopatric. They're faithful to their birthplace in terms of breeding.
Now, they've been where and they're mm-hmm. going where? Mm-hmm.
Okay. They've been spending the winter in the woods, just like they spend all the rest of their time in the woods, down in burrows, deep into the ground where they don't get quite so cold. They can get very cold, but they don't, you know, get, they're not totally exposed to the winter weather. but they're, so they're down in the ground, and all throughout the summer, they live in those kind of burrows or in the leaf litter. They're very sensitive to drying out, so they have to stay where it's moist pretty much all the time. And if they have to go deep to stay moist, that's what they do, but otherwise they're spending their time moving around in the leaf litter and hunting for, you know, lots of invertebrates to consume, and trying to hide out from predators that way too. But in the spring, the blue spots make their migration to their pools, these spring pools that are fishless, so no fish live in them. So these are pools that form in the spring as the snow and melts and the spring rains come. And they're also pools that have more persistence than others. So some of these spring pools may only last till sometime in mid-June or something. But these pools that the salamanders use are pools that they can count on to last until into July, when their young, that are the eggs that they're going to be laying now, would be ready to leave the pools.
Now, you said this, they go to the pools where they
were born. That's right.
And yeah, they know that.
They know that. They have they are hardwired to remember where they were born. But they have to move when the conditions are good. So, you know, when most of us want to run and hide inside, like those days that I was just mentioning when it was raining and 40 degrees, those are the days when the salamanders are making their moves, because it's very moist out there. Not much else is, you know, moving around. They can slip, slide, and streak across that compacted leaf litter, you know, after the winter snow has packed it all down. So that's when they're out really making their moves. And they do that mostly at night. So they're nighttime. This is a great time to actually try to go out and see them, but you have to go out at night when it's raining and 40 degrees, or go hang out by one of these ponds.
Chell Anderson, botanist and plant ecologist, thanks for helping us understand the spring awakening.
You're welcome.